So then, you know, each week at this time, we honor a town, village, a burg. That's right. Somewhere across the U.S. and a rearranged map of the same with our town of the week. Here's our own little Bitsy.
Grove Hill is the seat of Clark County, Alabama. The region was first inhabited by people from the Creek and Choctaw tribes. Following the War of 1812, when civil war broke out among the Creek people, early European residents of the area built a fortified stockade near what is now Grove Hill, called Fort Cinquefield. The Creek people ceded their claim to the land in 1814, and European settlers continued to move into the area, mainly working as subsistence farmers. Grove Hill is about an hour's drive north of Mobile in a range of hills between the Tombigbee and Alabama rivers. In the early 20th century, forestry and milling became big business. These days, they're still key to Grove Hill's economy. The town's two most notable residents, it seems, are baseball player Grant Gillis, who played for the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators, and soul singer Cliff Nobles, whose biggest hit was a tune called The Horse. About 1,500 people live in Grove Hill these days. If you're in town visiting, you might want to check out some of the early 19th century buildings that are on the National Register of Historic Places. If you're in town in October, you can check out Pioneer Day, and if it's local sports you're into, maybe you can catch a game between the Clark County High Bulldogs and the Grove Hill Gators. And that's our town of the week, Grove Hill, Alabama.
And the Gators? Who are the Gators? Where's the Gators?
Grove Hill Gators.
The Grove,
High Gators,
and
yep.
The Clark, but the County.
Clark County High Bulldogs, yep.
The Bulldogs are both high school teams, I presume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Now, we're calling randomly, and we're not doing it. Lyle is.
Lyle's
typing?
Yeah, he's calling randomly. He can do this. It's a skill that not everyone has. He just puts together numbers in his head and dials them with the right area code, obviously. And sometimes we get someone, sometimes we don't. Right now he's doing that for Grove Hill, Alabama. And pretty nice down there, I bet, huh?
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Forests and hills and rivers and the like.
Forests and hills and rivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close to Mobile.
Okay.
Warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds nice to me.
The festival's over.
The festival, sadly, yes. Pioneer Day is over.
Yeah. Do we have someone? We do. Lily from Grove Hill, Alabama, is online with us right now, and we can find out even more about it than we know already. Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
I all are fine. We all are fine, aren't we? Yes, we're fine. Are you getting all ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. We're actually at the Little Bird Boutique right now, and it is crazy busy because everybody's trying to get their outfit together.
You're at the what?
Little Bird Boutique.
Little Bird Boutique.
Yes, it's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I've seen it on there. I think I even liked it. Some cute little stuff on there, outfits, I mean. Is that where you are right now?
That's where I am right now.
Yeah, and what are you looking for? What sort of outfit are you looking for?
I've been looking around for some sweaters, some scarves, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like trying to find something warm. It's kind of cold down here. Not usually cold, so
Everybody's
trying to find something to bundle up in.
So how cold is not usually cold?
Usually it around this time it stays around the 40s or 50s, but it's been getting down in the 20s.
No
so
kidding.
That's like really cold for us.
Yeah. What's that like? I can't even imagine. I'm from Wisconsin here. It's always in the 50s, 60s. Even in the middle of winter. Very surprising. It's a thermal. There's some kind of a thing that comes up in the Gulf of Mexico, up the Mississippi, and then goes in the... Right. No, that's not true. It's always cold here. But are you shopping for the Thanksgiving...
I actually work here.
Oh, you work there. Okay. But are people buying things for Thanksgiving? I mean, do people dress for Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, yes. People dress out. You wear your nicest things for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and to church.
No kidding. Well, that's a little different than here. We dress for our funerals around here. That's about it, you know. That's the only
we
time
dress
really...
up for that, too. We pretty much dress up for every occasion.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the subject of the funeral, then you get dressed for it, I mean, what I'm saying. Otherwise, it's pretty casual. We're pretty casual. So what, I mean, for example, for a young female, what would you suggest for a good Thanksgiving look?
I personally like big sweaters with leggings and boots And then
I like that too. I really do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah. And then I wear some like hoop earrings or something.
Hoop earrings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what sort of you said boots?
Yes.
Like high boots,
like riding boots, like the ones they sell at Dillard's.
Yes. I'm coming to your house for Thanksgiving. I can be there. See, I'll take a plane. What is it today? Oh, yeah, plenty of time. I'll be down there plenty of time. I'll stay a few days if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
That's great. And do the guys dress too?
Yes. The guys usually wear, like, jeans and work boots or, like, khaki pants and Sperry's and then a button-down.
And then the what?
A button-down, like a polo button-down shirt.
Oh, a button-down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have one of those. I got the work boots, but I don't really work in them. Is that okay? Should they look like they've been worked in, or?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you want them newish. Steel toe?
Some people wear them.
It sounds great. Is the store busy right now?
Yes, it's very busy, especially since it's game day for like Alabama and Auburn. People are coming.
Ooh,
so
it is?
Busy. People are trying to find outfits to wear to the game.
Oh, my goodness. What time is the game?
I think it's around 3.
Oh, my, this is a big game. It's huge. It's usually big between Auburn and Alabama, but this year it's hugely big.
Yes. Actually, Alabama and Auburn are playing separately. They play against each other next weekend, so people are already trying to find outfits for that.
Oh, I see. So they're shopping for the outfits, and you got to have an outfit for the game.
Yes.
Now, for the game, what look do you like?
I usually wear like a dress, like I'm an Auburn fan, so I wear like a blue or orange dress.
Yeah.
And then boots again, so.
Boots again. Yeah. Same boots you use on Thanksgiving, I think, or is that pushing the boot thing?
Same boots.
Same boots. Okay. Get some use out of those anyhow. And for a guy going to the game, is he just dressing the colors and paint his face, whatever colors are appropriate, pretty much?
They usually paint their face and wear a jersey, like an Alabama jersey, an Auburn jersey.
Yeah.
They're pretty comfortable, so.
Yeah. Do you recommend not wearing a shirt at all and just painting your entire chest area?
Yeah, hardcore of a fan you are.
So. Yeah. So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's an exception to the dress code generally practiced.
Yes, it's an exception. Okay. Game days are exceptions.
And are you from Grove Hill?
Yes, I've actually been born and raised here.
So. Born and raised here. And how has that been for you?
I love it. It's a small town, but it has fun things to do if you know where to go. So.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. For example, where would you go if you wanted a fun thing to do?
A river, like during the summer, we have a river that's like about 30 minutes away, and people go inner tubing and go on the sandbars and lay out, and that's a fun thing. But then during the winter, we kind of just build bonfires, and also we have places in town though that like you can go shopping. Like we have, of course, a Little Bird Boutique, and then we have Bullfrog, which is a men's store that sells like coolers and t-shirts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another boutique called Bliss Boutique, and they also sell women's clothing. And we have, like, restaurants in town, such as, like, Bones, which is a pizza place. And then, like, a bunch of burger places, like Burger King, Bertiles, McDonald's, and we have Subway.
Yeah, what if you want home cooking down there in Grove Hill, Alabama? I mean, there must be some good home cooking still left, isn't there? Where would you go?
We actually have a gas station. It's at the Exxon. It's on Highway 43. And they have, like, fried chicken and macaroni and collard greens. Stuff like that, and it's really good. A lot of people go there.
So if you want home cooking, you go to the gas station. I like that. I like
and
that idea.
And then we also have a grocery store. It's Chicken Save. You go there to get, you usually go there on Sundays, and they have really good home-cooked food, like fried chicken again and collards and green beans and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's where, the Pick and Save?
Yes.
Okay. There's no place named Grandma's or something like that where she's actually still cooking there and
no place like that.
Got the pot liquor going and, you know, and all that sort of stuff and the greens. And... No?
Nope.
Yeah. Are you still at home, living at home, or have you moved on?
I'm actually at college. I come home on weekends to work. So.
Yeah. And where are you at college?
University of Montevallo.
Yeah. And what are you studying?
I'm business and marketing.
Yeah. That's going good, I bet.
Yes.
Seems like it would be for you. And some career in marketing, perhaps?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to take over the Little Bird Boutique and expand it across Alabama.
All right. I like you, Lily. You're hardworking and you're ambitious. You'll go far.
Thank you.
I think a Little Bird Boutique in the future, I always think of you, Lily.
Thank you.
We have a little something for you for being so nice to us.
We do. We'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Lily.
Thank you.
Very nice talking to you. From Grove Hill, Alabama, our town of the week. All right. Well, why don't you do the honors here?
Oh, yeah. Somebody we need a new town of the week.
We got a dart, a rearranged map of the U.S. there. And we need someone. Okay. Let's find out who she is and why she feels comfortable throwing darts.
What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
And where did you come in from?
I live in Madison.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I was holding the microphone the wrong way. Okay.
I do that all the time.
So you just want to throw the dart carefully?
With my eyes closed?
With your eyes closed, it's good.
Spin her around a few times.
Very good.
What did she hit?
She hit Arlington, Virginia. Thanks.
Here, wait a second.